I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
It's Wednesday night. It's a New York Housewives night. It's a Shotsky night. Who better to have a Shotsky night with than the Sonia Morgan? She's here with Kristen Cavallari, who is a big New York Housewives fan. We're going to have a lot of fun. Sonia is lit up. I feel like you can see her nipples through her dress, but am I going to be the one to tell her that? Yeah, I probably will. All right, see you in there.
You can find her running the Nashville fashion scene, and you can reach her via fax machine. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kristen Cavallari and Sonia Morgan now. What Happens Live, everybody. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, hosting a speed dating event in which the chances of any of us getting lucky with each other is zero. You met my first guest years ago on Laguna Beach, and a wedding, three kids, and a lifestyle empire later. I'm still hoping if we serve her enough cocktails, we can get her to say, Steven. Her show, Very Cavallari, premiered Sunday on E! Please welcome back Kristen Cavallari. She smells nothing like mothballs from where I'm sitting. It's Real Housewife of New York City, Sonia Morgan. Sonia Morgan, of course, is the straw that stirs the drink, right, Sonia? And she also happens to be Kristen's favorite New York Housewife. And Kristen is a mega New York Housewives fan. Over at our bar, it's Mike Worrell from Rebar in Chelsea. Summer Bond's here. Sonia is not wearing underwear, in case you're wondering. On tonight's New York Housewives, Bethany helped Sonia with her dating profile, and it was hilarious. Watch.
I want to dip my toe in the dating pond. I have my internet dating profile up.
Here's what it says right now on your profile. You're 54, you're from the Upper East Side, profession. Toaster oven chef and special appearance personality and lifestyle expert, model / actress, event producer, publicist, entertainer, international fashion lifestyle brand, film producer. Most people don't look at that.
Now, we learned tonight that Tinsley's stores close in the oven. Is that normal to you?
She's pulling a Carrie Bradshaw.
Yes. Carrie did. Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome.
How did I not know that?
I know, I'm surprised.
Next week, the ladies are in Cartagena, Colombia for one day, and Bethany is officially having the worst trip of her life. Take a look.
I'm so stressed out. It's beyond belief. The restraining order is up in a month. I just got the custody papers to do this custody battle.
Well, then that kind of, like, explains.
I don't have any time for any bullshit. I don't have any time for you talking about me to anybody about anything.
I don't know who's feeding you this information that I'm running around talking about you. Because I'm not, and I want to know who it is so I can confront
a lot of people.
Because, well, that's not, you need to tell me that because it's not true.
I don't think I can go. I don't think I can. I'm so under so much stress. I'm like, having a panic attack.
Are we going shopping?
No, get Luann out of here. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Luann just wants to go shopping. Folks, we are one day away from Dwayne Johnson's Clubhouse debut. Tomorrow night, special time, 11:15, The Rock will hear. We are making it Dwayne, everybody. You perked up.
Oh, my gosh.
While we wait for your questions for Kristen and Sonia, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Kristen may have been one of our favorite rowdy teens on MTV back in the day, so who better to give us her take on a group of fully grown women who at times act like rowdy teens?
Yeah.
Here's what, Kristen, yeah. I want your thoughts on the Real Housewives of New York
All
City,
right.
Okay? What do you think about, what was more shocking to you, Luann's divorce or Luann's arrest?
Arrest.
And should she permanently stop drinking, do you think?
Probably.
Who's more responsible for the falling out in their friendship, Bethany or Carol?
I'm still so confused as to what happened. I don't feel like anything has been so detrimental that they can't fix this friendship.
How do you feel about Tinsley wedding dress shopping without being engaged and crying over a photo of the frozen eggs?
I wouldn't have done it.
Okay. What do you think about Dorinda screaming in Sonia's face when Sonia compared divorce to death of a spouse?
I mean, death trumps divorce.
Okay. Was it?
No, but I didn't bring up.
I didn't bring it up at all. True.
Was it wrong for Ramona to invite Tom's ex-fling Missy to her party knowing Luann would be there?
100%.
Thoughts on Luann holding her stage director's face while delivering a sultry rendition of Happy Birthday?
Made me a little uncomfortable.
Dorinda didn't feel Bethany was appreciative enough regarding the sold-out nutcracker Dorinda found for Bethany's daughter. Whose side are you on there?
I'm on Bethany's. She did thank her. The flashback, it shows her thanking her.
What's your reaction to Bobby Zarin's passing, bringing Bethany and Jill back together? Will their friendship get back to what it was?
I mean, my guess is it'll never get back to what it was, but it's nice that they can at least be civil now.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how effed up was it for Ramona to try to get invited to Tom's New Year's Eve party?
10 plus 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 plus.
Okay, plus. Thank you very much, Kristen. Well done, man. Second tonight on New York, the women attended a speed dating event because after Lou and Tom, someone thought these women aren't doing relationships speedily enough. Take a look at how that went.
Okay, did That's Dorinda cool. fill you in on what we're doing?
Well, just that it's speed dating.
Want to have a home in the country by the beach?
You're very sweet.
Do I smell like mold balls?
So who are you?
Oh, would you like me to give you a blowjob or something?
I love to entertain. I love to cook.
I didn't realize I was speed dating.
This is hilarious.
Just, you know, who cares? Lloyd, I'm Ramona. Hi.
I was in Vail for the holidays.
Awesome.
What did you do?
It's a long story.
And I love traveling. Florida, the islands, Aspen.
Get the cat of nine tails, and you'd be tied up.
I'm 61. More like 44.
I am completely single. I am...
Hi! Since you were kind enough to bring me a drink, I thought I'd bring you a drink.
You want me a drink?
So good.
Cheers.
So funny. Here's what. Okay, this is a good poll. We want to know what you think. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us who has the most game of the New York Housewives. Now, this is a group of women with game. Bethany, Carol, Luann, Ramona, or Sonia. Who do you think has the most game? I mean,
Ramona,
they all have incredible game.
Ramona was good.
You do think Ramona has the best game.
She was good. I mean, you guys even said it on the show, batting her eyes.
Right. Wow, you guys at home are on it. Looks like Ramona. All right. Very good. Okay. Who do you think has the best game?
I think she could nail the red scarf if she wanted that night.
You did. Finally, for Kristen here, it may feel like a lifetime ago that she was starring on Laguna Beach and The Hills, but despite how much time has passed, our fascination is always lingering, just like Spidey's thirst for fame. So here's what, Kristen, I need an update on how up-to-date you are with everyone and everyone from the scene.
All right.
So Lauren Conrad, now that you're both mothers, could you see you and Lauren swapping tips and tricks?
Probably not. There's no animosity, but we've never stayed in touch.
Who would have to make the first move?
Me.
Okay. Stephen Colletti, last week he commented on an Instagram video you posted, but you didn't comment back. Did you talk offline?
What? I actually spoke to him today. We do talk.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to get him. If we get a season two, I'm trying to get some old faces back.
Make oh, great.
A cameo.
Audrina has reportedly rekindled her romance with her ex from 8 years ago, Ryan Cabrera. Thoughts?
I think that's great.
Have you spoken to her about him?
I have not, but I do talk to her, but not about Ryan.
Heidi, you reunited with her last August when she was 8 months pregnant. Did you give her motherhood advice? Was she focused on her looks? What was happening?
Heidi has texted me with any and every question about being a mom. I talk to her all the time.
Nice.
And she's doing great.
Brody Jenner, if you had been invited to his June 2 wedding, would you have attended?
No, it was really far. So I was in Bali.
When's the last time you two talked?
It's fabulous. I would love to go, but I don't need to be going for
when's
an ex-boyfriend's wedding. We talk all the time. We really do.
Okay, you recently revealed you were about to sign on for Hills Reunion, but it was thwarted when Spencer and Heidi signed with another network. Any resentment there? Have you talked to Spencer about it?
I have not spoken to Spencer. I've talked to Heidi. No, I mean, of course, I would love to do it. I think at some point it'll happen, but just right now wasn't the right time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Lori from Tampa. Hey, Lori, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Just want to say hi from my daughter, Rylan, and I. We love you. And hi, Kristen. My question is for the beautiful Sonia.
Okay.
Sonia, curious, did you happen to go home with anybody after the speed dating event?
After the what? I'm sorry.
Speed dating. Did you go home with
anybody? Oh, no, I didn't. I like to flirt and make people feel comfortable, but I tell you, if there was a guy in the room that I liked, he would never know it.
He would never know it?
They wouldn't know. When I like a guy, I get very shy.
Really?
But when I don't like a guy, I really put the charm on to make them feel comfortable. Yeah. The guys that like me, they come after me. And trust me, I beat them down with a stick.
Right. Sonia, have you gone on any big vacations this summer?
Yes, I have. I went to Bali. I went to Kripalu with Luann. I went to Hilton Head with Luann.
Wow.
Doing a lot of mind-body connection.
Wow.
Doing a little body-body connection with a few friends.
Oh, really? Nice. Excellent. Good. Are you single right now?
Well, we'll see.
Okay. By the way, I should mention Sonia is wearing Sonia by Sonia Morgan. Her new affordable line of clothing, and that dress is only $89. Congrats, Sonia.
Thank you.
Sonia, for both of you. Oh. Okay. What would have happened if you did wear underwear with that dress?
You can. I just didn't have the real sheer one. So the one I had a string. You can't do that. The string shows.
Okay. And as you said, gays don't like a string.
Yeah, my gays didn't approve it.
Okay. Shenanigans for You wants to know from you guys, do you think Ramona would have slept with Tom? Like, if she had gone to the New York New Year's Eve party, would she have tried to hit on him?
Oh, gosh. Maybe.
Sonia?
You never know.
Sonia, this is interesting. We got a question wanting to know if you and Luann have partied with Keith Hernandez since you appeared on the show with him.
You know, I had asked Keith to join me to see the cabaret with Luann. Wouldn't that have been fantastic? But he really likes to stay in Sag Harbor.
Yes. Okay. Let's go to Dan from Pittsburgh. Hey, Dan, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling?
For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Andy, my question is for Kristen, and I was wondering, do you regret anything that you did during your time on the hills or Laguna Beach?
I probably should, but no, I really don't, because ultimately, as cheesy as it is, it's made me who I am today. So, no, and I had an overall really great experience.
That's nice. Leah W. said, Luann and Carol seem to finally be getting along well. Do you think it'll last?
Luann and Carol?
Yes.
I have no idea. I didn't see any great love story there, but they are getting a lot. I think they're busy fighting with other people. Let's put it that way.
Let's go to Catherine from Chicago. Hey, Catherine, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you and totally addicted to your show and Bravo, but my question is
me too.
Sonia. Sonia, I wanted to know if you interact much or talk with your ex-husband, and if so, what he thinks of the drama you're having with Dorinda as of late regarding the family crest.
You know what? That's the million-dollar question. Thank you for asking me that. You know, first of all, I like to say I didn't divorce the family. My husband and I divorced. You know, he didn't divorce me. I didn't divorce him. We love each other. We love our daughter. So what do I think about Dorinda bringing this up?
No, Dorinda, she wants to know what if your ex-husband knows about this argument.
Oh, no, they don't. They don't pay any attention to
this.
Does
he watch the show?
No, they don't. They don't watch TV. They don't pay any attention to this.
They don't watch TV?
No.
Really?
No. They don't pay attention to this. My daughter doesn't watch it either. The thing is, but how do I feel about
Dorinda? I have a feeling
Dorinda?
Your ex-husband's got a monitor with, like, Fox News
No. He's busy doing what he does, which is not this. Okay. So what I do feel about Dorinda, I really feel, too, that it's really not about that. I think that Dorinda's just lashing out in general. I think, you know, it's not about me. It's not about Luann. I'm more concerned about us caring more about Dorinda and what's going on with her, really, as I've thought it through.
You think there's something going on?
Yeah, I don't think she really means to, you know, the things that she said about, what does she know about my family? What does she know about my family?
Also, why does
she doesn't
care
know
so
my family.
What you wear on your slippers.
She doesn't care what's on my slippers. Why does it matter? I mean, what does she really care if I put a deer or an owl? And that was, honestly, my daughter and I were deciding, do we want to put an owl or do we want to put a deer? If we didn't put the crest, you know, what does she care? She doesn't really care. I think she was just bitching.
Okay. It's game time. At the speed dating event, Sonia revealed that she's just a gal looking for a guy to spank her so hard it'll leave a hand mark the next day. But she still went home empty hand printed. So it's time for a dating redo as we play speed dating with Sonia. Sonia, you will head over the green screen with these Ramona eyes, okay? Different eligible bachelors will join you for a cookie. Head over to the green screen, Sonia. Head on over to the green screen.
Okay.
Sonia,
yes.
Head on over to the green screen. Head on over there.
After I put the glasses on.
Yeah,
okay.
Put the glasses on. Kristen's going to give you clues to help ID the single men. If you get seven in 60 seconds, you both win. Okay, Sonia, put on the Ramona eyes. Okay, and go.
Oh, okay. With J-Lo back in the day, got a lot of controversy.
You've been on his yacht.
Did he? Yes.
Okay.
Mission Impossible.
That's the
Sonny's dad.
Yeah, he was married
Come
to the Australian girl.
Yes. Okay. Tom Cruise. Passed.
Okay, great. Oh God. Oh, there was that paparazzi picture of him with that blanket as a scarf. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
I do.
That was
yes.
so great.
Yes.
I don't. His daughter is Zoe. On
Pass.
Yeah. God. blanket as a scarf.
Oh, I have a feeling that you've dated Dennis this Rodman? Guy, Sonia. You've been with this guy. He loves the Lakers. He played the
Old
Joker.
School. Yeah. Oh, Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholson. Jack Nicholson. Yeah.
Well, it was before cell phones. Titanic. Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Oh, my, come
and
on.
In Saint-Tropez. Yeah, the guy.
The guy.
Leo. Why, did you see him in Saint-Tropez?
Yeah, I go to his parties, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, well, Sonia, unfortunately, the game is over. Chi-Town Girl 89 wants to know, Sonia, what do you do to keep your butt looking so good?
Yes. Well, at the townhouse, I was up and down the 5 flights of stairs. And the apartments that I owned before that, where we had Milu's funeral, that was also 5 sets
of flights. Milu's funeral was, you scattered the ashes in the water.
Yeah, at the river. Those apartments that I owned there,
oh, right.
They're also 5 flights of stairs.
Oh. Come on,
that's so all do you're the doing. Stairs. Yeah, that's what I do for the butt.
Really?
I'm and, in. You know, regular sex doesn't hurt, you know.
All right. Cheered that up.
You don't use it, you'll lose it.
Hey.
That was in the Cabrilesque.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Clearly. It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to Team England, who sadly lost their semifinal match in the World Cup today and yet had the time to show us that this gluteus maximus rubdown boy is an actual job you can have.
Okay. Like Andrew today.
It's been a good 9 years, so watch what happens live. See ya. Tonight's chakra goes to the president's chief of staff, John Kelly, who appeared to be upset at Trump's NATO breakfast in Brussels this morning. Not because of Trump's remarks, but because, according to Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, he was displeased because he was expecting a full breakfast and there were only pastries and cheese. I mean, of course, it's not breakfast without eggs a la Francais, people!
Hi,
Sonia and Mike. It's Andy. Kristen Cavallari stars in Barry Cavallari. Sonia is on The Real Housewives of New York City. Mike Worrell is from Rebar in Chelsea. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Fluff my hair. Sorry. My hair's like not fluffy enough. Let's stop and start over.
Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy. It's Chris from Massachusetts. How you doing?
Good. How are you, man? What's your question?
Dude, I am dying right now. I can't even believe that I got through. So my question is for Kristen. I just want to say, Sonia, I absolutely love you. I've loved you for years. Kristen, I've loved you since I was in college. Aww. Andy, you are my god.
Oh,
anyway,
wow.
Kristen, my question, I'm a little intense. I'm sorry. It's a little late. I've been on hold for a little while, but it's been, this is like the highlight of my day and my week. I want to give a shout out to my friend, Anna. That actually is a beautiful thing. And, my friends, Lauren, Alicia. Anyway, Kristen,
yes.
my question is for you.
Okay.
If and when you need to be a Real Housewife, what would your tagline be? I need to ask.
I mean, I hate this question, but I would do probably I'm CEO, bitch.
All right. There you go. Okay, next call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Sarah from Houston.
Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
By the way, I am literally more excited for this Cartagena trip than I've been for anything this year. America.
Me too.
That's great.
Yeah,
I'm happy to hear you say that.
So my question is to the sexual icon, Sonia Morgan. What is your best tip for the bedroom? And I'm talking like something I can put to play this weekend. Kristen, chime in.
Oh. Well, my tip is you want your partner to feel comfortable, first of all. And secondly, I do like lingerie. I think it's important to be a woman. And I like... I love my 4-poster bed for many reasons. I do like a 4-poster bed and lighting. Lighting's important and lights out.
Lighting or lights out?
Lighting's important, meaning mood lighting.
Okay.
But then lights out
Okay.
Around the whole candles. Room. So it's like candles and mood lighting, yeah.
Okay, I'm down with that. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, thank you.
Hi,
for
Hi, Andy. This is fine. Tamara from Phoenix.
Hey, Tamara, what's your question? It must be hot as hell there.
Oh, it's hot as hell here, I'm telling you.
What's your question?
I have a question for Kristen. And hi, Sonia, by the way. I love watching you. So, Kristen.
Yes.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
When Shannon and Brittany are fighting like cats and dogs, while you're not around, what are you going to do about that? Because they're vicious right now.
They are. What am I going to do about that? I feel like
those are your employees, right?
They are my employees. I feel as though I've put the kibosh on it. You'll see it unfold throughout the season. But, yeah, no, it obviously cannot fly.
Can't fly. Next call, caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Anna, and I'm calling from Cleveland,
Hey, what's
Ohio.
Hey, yeah, sure. I've heard of it.
Ohio
what's
boy.
What's your question?
Kristen, I am loving the new show, but my question is for Sonia, and I was just wondering if you have had any work done lately.
Have you had any work done lately?
Ooh, what have I done lately? God, there's so
little
many
things.
I've done so
reunion?
Many things I can't remember.
No.
Seriously, though, I did do a little touch-up Botox, which I think I need to go back because I still see something on this side but not on that side. I'm always looking. I want it to be even.
Yeah,
one eyebrow's up and the other's not. I did try the threading where you put in the side and it pulls up.
About that.
Amazing. The drapes are up.
Does it hurt?
No, I went to Dr. Lorenz. He's amazing.
Wow.
He's amazing.
Whoa.
And he's good looking. Yeah, that's great. But I'm still looking
at
my
neck. You look good.
You like it?
Yeah. No, but I think the neck looks good. The neck looks good.
It's non-invasive. It's, you know, you go in and you leave the next day. I went to the hairdresser.
Wow.
And it doesn't hurt.
I look like a Q-tip, though, because they wrapped the bandage around and I was taking
they
put the threads in, which is really just sutures. They dissolve after 2 months and then it's your face. So it's been two months.
You going to do anything before the reunion?
No. You know, normally I show up and you say, what did you do? And I have like a bruise or whatever. No, I won't do that.
Okay, last call of the night.
I love that you're so honest about it, too.
Is this the last call of the night? Yes, it is.
I'm the girl that gets Botox from a veterinarian. It's free, you know, I'll do it.
Hey, caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi. Sorry, it's Kathleen. My call is for both of you. Okay. I was wondering, are you finding Carol as annoying as I do this season?
Are you asking me?
Both.
Oh, I used to love her.
And what happened? Not so
she
much.
She used to be so cool. I don't know what's happened.
Sonia?
In Ireland, they say... The girl has lost the run of herself.
Really? She lost the run of herself. All right, we'll leave it there. I want to thank Kristen and Sonia and Mike for more. Stick around. BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.